This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Some college basketball news before the tournament this past weekend as Villanova fires Kyle Neptune.
Bam!
After 3 years, he doesn't make the tournament in any of the 3 years. The first time they haven't made the tournament in three consecutive years since...
Before Jay Wright.
Since Jay Wright's first 3 years, actually.
Oh, wow.
He did not make the tournament in his first 3 years either.
Okay.
Now, he was not coming off of the sort of run that...
Yeah, he didn't get left with the...
Yeah.
The talent to count. Well, I guess... I don't know. How much talent was there when Jay left? Who was the star player?
Well, you got me. I mean, that
Dixon kid was still there, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's not what it
wasn't a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the rule is always, you don't want to be the guy after the guy. You want to be the guy after the guy. After the guy after the guy.
Yep.
That is your number one, is to be the guy. Following Jay Wright is tough. It's just tough. The guy had sort of unprecedented success for Villanova. So then last night, they have the selection Sunday was yesterday.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I know next weekend will be fun. We'll all sit around fun watching the games. It's just, this isn't what it was. It just really isn't. And I think it's been a combination of things. I think the NBA moving to one and done hurt college basketball, where you said you couldn't come from high school, so players just went for 1 year and then just did it to show up and then escape.
Yeah.
And then NIL, I think, has made it a little bit worse, too. Mm-hmm. But the best teams aren't the best teams anymore, so the upsets aren't as good because it's those mid-major teams that have a bit of an advantage anyway because they keep players longer. But also, the teams are just the talent level. How can Rutgers have two of the top three picks in the NBA draft and be 15 and 17. I just think
that
about
coach needs to be fired.
They were 15 and 17 the year before. I look at those college teams when I was in high school, from the Running Rebels to the Duke teams to the UNC teams to even like Georgia Tech and Kansas.
And 3 and 4 year players.
And really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Leitner stayed 4 years. Like all
star
those guys.
Level. I mean, yeah. The Running Rebels with Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson and who am I forgetting?
Anderson Hunt.
Anderson Hunt.
Greg Anthony.
Greg Anthony. It's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's fun when it's on, but I think even once you get past the first two rounds, it's less exciting. And Selection Sunday, I don't even know who should be where, so I don't even know if anyone got screwed or didn't get screwed.
Yeah. I don't even think that really matters as much anymore.
Right.
For me, you know, obviously I went to a basketball school, so... You know, they're in a tournament every year, so it's fun to follow them. But if they aren't, as soon as they're out, I'm usually out. So, like, yeah, I follow them as long as they stay in.
Yeah.
And I think the sad part for college basketball is this is the only time of the year that we actually do pay attention to it.
Right.
Like, this is the only time of the year because their season starts in October. You got NFL and NBA going on. Nobody's paying attention. So this is the only time that we as casual fans even care. And it's these like 2 or 3 weeks in March.
And even top level players, the only player I've heard about all year has been Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, it's usually the Duke star. Everyone usually knows.
Yeah,
but that's it, right? I couldn't name, aside from him, Dylan Harper, and who's the
Ace
other kid?
Bailey.
Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
And it's only because I follow the NBA. These other players.
Yeah, you're not watching Rutgers basketball.
No, these other players, you used to just know about whether you're following it or not. It's just you knew who Eric Montrose was. You knew who Vince Carter was. You knew who Jerry Stackhouse was. You just knew.
You know what it really boils down to? The American-born players aren't that good anymore.
You think
not
that's
enough,
it?
It's not enough of them. The best players in the NBA are all international players other than the KDs, LeBron, and Steph.
And they're all 40 years old. I mean, you think the best players in the NBA now, okay, so Jokic, Luka, Giannis.
SGA,
yeah.
Embiid.
Embiid, like, yeah, all these
one
guys,
point,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you get a guy like Tatum, and nobody even, man, we don't even care.
Nah,
right.
He doesn't move the needle for anybody.
Yeah, Devin Booker's a good player. That's it, yeah.
Cooper Flagg.
We need Cooper Flagg. I'm finally in on that. We need that.
See? There we go.
We tried to tell you that week two of the season.
I know, I know. Yep. I know, I was wrong. I was wrong. Now we got to win the lottery.
And we're the city.
We are the city.
We broke the seal.
The exciting white seal.
Damn right.
Add another Cooper to the mix, too?
Man.
Wow. I mean, you couldn't, it's not going to get any whiter than a white guy named Cooper. I mean, that is.
There'll be a lot of Coopers named around the.
That's already started.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when Chase and Cole, real uptick around 2008.
Also very, high level white names. Cole and Chase. Yeah.
So true.
Well, it is what
true,
it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, listen, I didn't experience 90s college basketball. Barely.
I mean, that was when it was at its best, 80s, 90s.
I think I still got a pretty good mix. I don't like the current. Like, I just watch the tournament now.
Yeah.
But, I did have the J.J. Redick Duke experience.
Yeah.
Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
Who's the guy with Gonzaga that cried on the. Adam Morrison.
Adam Morrison,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been like 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah.
No, there's been big upsets, like a one seed is lost to a 16 seed.
But nobody but even cares anymore.
The shock value is a little bit worn off.
Yeah, I think
that kind of stuff.
I think so.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the last American, was it Zion? Like, who's the top last American-born player?
Like, they
get drafted?
Coming out of college, yeah.
To be a big deal. Well, I'd have to have the draft.
Anthony Edwards, but he's at Georgia.
And he wasn't even a big deal coming out.
No, it was like the Ace Bailey. And
I think he was a fourth pick, right? Anthony Edwards was? Something like that.
He's the first pick.
Was he one overall?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even remember that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess that's the point.
You've been out of the draft conversation for a while.
I have.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
He's back in this
I'm
year.
I'm back in.
Yeah. That's the flag, baby.
Gonna start YouTube big boarding very, very soon, actually.
I actually want to see that.
The basketball?
Listen.
I had Maxie very high.
I've been basking in the Eagles' glow for a while.
You have, really?
Jack is trying to keep that Phillies light lit bright.
Sure.
He's trying to. You, my friend, have nothing.
It's true. All I have is when callers throw it at me when they don't like my Eagles opinion.
Yes. You have nothing, yes. So I need to draft for you, you know what I mean? I need you to get excited about something. I know when you get behind something like a draft party or a lottery party, nobody does it like you.
I appreciate that. I do have some good of those things in my history. It's just been a while. I'm just a hater now. I'm just an old hater.
That's what happens. I'm 31 now. I get it.
Yeah.
But seeing Cooper Flagg in the wheelchair being taken off. It's like that's a sixer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You did one of us already.
Already hurt. And the other thing, let me warn anybody who's going to take, and this includes us, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper in the draft.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you, Ben Simmons, his team wasn't any good.
Yep.
Markel Fultz, his team was under 500.
It's going to be my examples too.
Yeah. There's... Stay away from two guys not good enough to
not just one, two.
On talent alone, they should be 27 games. They should be able to be
Big Ten.
Yeah, 19-8. You're telling me you can't be 19-8?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, yeah. You can't have two top five picks and not make the tournament, man.
No,
come on.
There's something wrong. You can't look away when that happens.
Well,
there's something wrong.
Now, my only counter,
what?
If I was playing the other side, 215-592-9494, is that Anthony Edwards' team that year was 16-16.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say is that Georgia team was not very good.
No, they're terrible. I think Tom Crean was still their head coach.
Anthony Edwards hasn't won anything.
Yeah, he's not a loser.
Yep.
He really is taking a step back. Like, I was so Anthony Edwards up last year.
The Jordan stuff was over the top.
A little over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little over the top.
That's because we're so desperate to crown somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
And we can't do it to a Minnesota Timberwolf. No disrespect to KG. You know,
I agree.
He had to leave.
Yeah. You cannot crown a Timberwolf.
No.
The face of the league.
Think we all liked him because he was good and he was cool.
Sure. Yeah.
But he's a little throwback. Like, he was talking smack and stuff.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that's nice.
Seems like he might be a bit of a doofus. The best players in the NBA are not doofuses.
Definitely
usually.
Not bright.
Yeah.
He got some other stuff going on.
Yeah, yes. All right. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. Oh, no. I just saw his topic. Hey CJ.
Yeah, it's funny that you want to bring up basketball because that show I was going to start jumping on with you about. So I'm listening to you talk about, over the last couple of weeks, it's about, you know, how many people are leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at what we're paying on offense. And I understand today's question, like, hey, do you trust the offense?
Yep.
We got the eighth-rate. Like, far as money-wise, 8 quarterback pay, number 1 running back, the tight end is at 4th, our receiver at 2nd and 9th, our O-line, we got, left tackle at 7th, the guards is number 1, Lane is making over 20, and then you look at the defense, we just paid a linebacker, and we know Carter is coming, and he's going to be, like, probably a 30-mil-a-year guy.
Yeah.
So how he told us that already at the beginning of the season, like, offseason, why are we expecting something to pay guys? How many over $20 million a year offensive linemen do we need? We want all of them, but it's just not realistic to expect it. And now it's the thing where it's like, okay, we got a defensive coordinator that has a system, hopefully, and we got the main clog up the middle. We gave him his linebacker to do his thing. They're going to pay Reed, and you got freaking a cornerback now. So it's like they got the core piece of the team signed. Only thing they're going to be looking at now, Howie's like, hey, look, I got to pay the defense, and I'm going to draft everybody else. That's literally where we are now. We're not going to have the best team probably in NFL history and talent anymore. We just have to accept that. It sucks. But we can't be like, hey, we're these guys, and then when it comes down to it, we're not those guys.
I don't think that's a bad point. I wish we had a better explanation as to why they haven't even been able to spend, like, you know, mid-level money on mid-level players. Tell me.
Because the way we always say Howie season, right? Part of Howie season is kicking money. We got a bunch of dead cap space. That's what it is. That's how we open up. We open up contracts. Bring guys in, we lower guys' numbers. But what it does is add void years to other guys' numbers. And so it's like we got a bunch of dead cap space. We just released Slay, and we did that last year. So he had a dead cap from last year, and we dropped him again this year. So it's like we got dead cap space. He knows that, but he's always banking on the cap is going to go up. And since the cap is going to go up, that money that we owe in the dead space is not as bad. But that's the other wagon that we're pulling along on our salary cap is because we got a bunch of dead cap space.
Yeah, but the way, and CJ, you make a good point, I don't want to get buried in the cap stuff, but the way it's supposed to work is, okay, then we're just, the new guys we sign, they'll just have the cap stuff in further years. And it's always been in history that they can always just sort of kick the can down the road on the cap space of, okay, we signed a guy this year for, I don't know, 3 years, $35 million, and his cap hit this year is only $1 million because this, that, and the other, because we're gonna make it 5 years longer. And it just doesn't seem to add up that this is the year that all of a sudden they can't do that anymore.
I think without getting into cap space thing, I think how we did is say, hey, I got core guys in to go forward, and I got a bunch of draft capital next year. And your guys already said it. We're not going to use all those picks. So what do you do when you can't use all those picks? you package them up and maybe move forward and go get more centerpieces that you need in the future or heavy hitters in the future. That's what I feel is going to happen. Now, it is funny to me is how you've been able to bully your way out of conversations about with Elliot. Elliot has owned you lately. He was right about the Sixers.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on.
Dead right about the Sixers.
CJ, he said that the Paul George signing was amazing for the team, and he was elite.
You're a dog lover, so you like a dog with a bone. Got that to hold on to.
No.
But what Elliot said was, we should have traded. We should have traded the big man when he was at his highest.
And I agree that he was right.
That's what I'm saying. And then everything that happened after that was just like, you're like, oh, the best way going is to keep him. And it's like, why? Why would you keep a guy? It's funny to me that you can look at Saquon Barkley and the miles that we put on him and bring it up for running backs. But you can't look at a guy that needed to be traded and
they're two different things. They are two completely different things.
Same outcome, though. But they have the same.
Okay. The same outcome. Then the Eagles just gave Saquon Barkley $40 million after he was already under contract. So I want you, if it's going to be the same outcome, to say the Eagles were dumb for giving Saquon Barkley an extra $40 million they could have given to defensive players they could have signed.
It was dumb.
Okay.
You had him on a contract.
Okay,
but to me, that made the domino effect of where you had to trade CJ because you knew he was going to say, "Hey, I want my money."
So what does me being right about Saquon have to do with me being wrong about Joel?
It's the thing of you're keeping it. I understand Eagles is always going to run for it. I just came there for the parade. I had a great time. I wish I could have saw you guys. I went there and
the you came up for the parade, CJ?
Dude, I can't. I'm gonna send you pictures. Like it was amazing.
This is our Eagles Texas, our residential Texas Eagles fan.
I was there.
I called the show for a while.
I tried to get up with Elliot and them, but it couldn't happen. I was there like 4 a.m. I was in the circle. That's where I was at.
Oh man! Oh yeah, you
God
were
bless
up there.
You well, how'd close. You go to the bathroom?
How did I go to the bathroom? They had all kinds of bathrooms over there.
So you could leave your spot and then come back to your spot? It was like...
Yeah, I was on a light pole the whole time. And everybody, they were like, man, you got that spot held down. I was like, I'm not moving from this spot. I got concrete. I could sit down. Like, it was great where I was at. But I was in the middle of the madness with all the drunk 20, under 30 club.
There you go.
Pole club. It was amazing. I had the best time of my life. I wish my son could have went, but I'm like, I'm not taking a 15-year-old out there.
Nah, smart move. Yeah, good move.
But I understand that the Eagles are always going to be the number one topic, but it is a thing to where it's like, you bully everyone not to talk about the 76ers.
No, I don't. We don't want to talk about it. Look, CJ, I'm going to be honest with you. We don't want to talk about the Sixers. I mean,
I get it. And you luck out on it. But see, Jack does not get that flag because it's like, when Eagles are gone, baseball season is here, and the Sixers are so bad, it's like all the bad stuff.
I agree, but you saying that I don't have to, like, I've had a face up on the Sixers thing a million times. We can't get on the air every day and talk about how much the Sixers suck,
right?
Because we've said it. It's over. What's that?
But it's hard to hear so much about, I ain't going to say a bad thing about the Eagles, but it's like, we know the core is here. Like, I get to hear Cowboys fans talk about, like, man, what is our GM doing? What is our owner doing? And I get to laugh. I get to walk around the Eagles gear, Kelly Green, all day, and just laugh at these people. And so when I see us, I'm like, okay, I feel like I see Howie's system. Get a core. Get it done. We went at it. We taper back a little bit. We still got a core. Let's load up. Go after it again. That has been Howie's thing. It's like, we have a core in place. Okay. Load up, go after it. Hey, we didn't do good. Okay, we're going to taper back, load up, and go again. Rest and repeat. They're just stuck in La La Land. They're just selling jerseys with big names. That's all they're doing in Cowboy Land. And they're purgatory of hell. So it's just, I trust Howie a lot. I wouldn't have gave Saquon $40 million. But, hey, I'm going to trust him. I'm just going to trust him. He's my GM. I'm going to have to ride with him.
All right, CJ, give us your 90s icon.
Did anybody say Will Prince? I mean, Fresh Prince?
No, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Big answer,
yeah,
CJ.
I mean, come on. Yes, I mean, he did. He was rapping in a TV show, and then he went into freaking Independence.
Went to the movies,
Yeah, I mean, he's crushed the movies. I think you would. Thank you for the call, CJ. That's been the biggest part of his
biggest
career.
Thing he's done, no doubt. Independence Day.
Do you have a favorite Will Smith movie?
You know what? I got a couple of them. So I love Independence Day. I love original Bad Boys.
Okay.
Bad Boys 1 and 2.
See, I have a favorite. It's probably, of course.
Well, let me throw this one in there, because it's one of my favorites. I Am Legend.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love I Am Legend.
I like the I Am Legend, too. I do.
It's too scary. They've been talking about an I Am Legend sequel for a while.
Yeah.
The original, they filmed a different ending to that. It didn't test well, so they changed the ending to it.
To where he died.
To where the original ending, they get to the place.
Right.
The girl and the kid get to the place that they're looking for or whatever. I loved I Am Legend. You said too scary?
Yeah, I was too scared. I saw it in the theaters, too.
So me too. Loud. It was good in the movies,
Dude, the scene where they set the trap and he's hanging and the dog.
Yeah. Dude, he had a great run from like...
Oh, yeah.
04 to 08. 08, yeah.
Yeah, no, Will Smith was the dog, man. He was probably the top guy, him and Denzel.
Hitch?
Yes.
That's when he started going. Yeah, he started.
Hold on. Listen to this run. iRobot, Shark Tale, Hitch, Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, Hancock, 7 pounds. That's a run.
I like Pursuit of Happiness.
Too. I love Pursuit of Happiness.
I'm trying to figure out, did I like Hancock more than Hitch? Hitch was the comedy.
Yeah,
Hancock, he was the drunk
superhero.
I think I like Hitch better.
Yeah.
Eva Menendez.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
Mendez. You gave her an extra Menendez.
Happy baby, Ruth Taylor.
Yeah, Mendez.
Mendez. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
215592.
Menendez.
Yes, Menendez. Yeah, like the brothers.
The brothers. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Another 90s icon.
I'm like, what?
Well.
Yeah, sort of.
That was the 90s. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP.
Yeah, all right. Dallas sucks.
Oh, hey, you got it. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, they do suck.
Yeah, man. So listen, Spike, I couldn't agree more. If you look at the championship game and the Super Bowl, and you come away from both of those games having any doubt about our quarterback being able to do whatever it takes, whether it's pass a lot or run a lot or whatever, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell anybody who still doubts him. I have.
You mean you and Spike? You couldn't disagree more
you mean
with
you
Spike.
Disagree with me. So let me ask you this, Ziggy. What about the two games prior to that, like the Green Bay game and the Rams game? They were both playoff games. Everyone says so. Hold on, just let me. I'll let you finish. Yeah, everyone says plays big at the biggest stages. However, the first two playoff games are actually big stages. They are. And he didn't play well really in either game. Now, they won, and that counts, and that's great. But those are also big stages, right? And he didn't play well in those games. So I ask you, if he wasn't bailed out in the Rams game by Jalen Carter and that sack, what conversation are we having?
Well, that's a very good point. I guess we could probably say the same thing about Joe Montana not having other players like Jerry Rice pull him out of the weeds. I mean, the problem I think is that we're so hell-bent on what the process looks like that we're kind of saying, oh yeah, he wins, that's great, but, and there is no but.
Well, because but it comes down to why do they win? Is he the reason they're winning?
Because it's a team sport.
Right, but then why is it always that Jalen gets all the wins if it's a team sport?
Well, I guess because
it makes you feel better. I know. It makes you feel better.
Quarterbacks are rated by their wins and losses, like head coaches.
No, head coaches are. Quarterbacks are not.
Well, okay. Well, you know, you want all kinds of glamorous stats and everything.
No.
I understand. Yes, you do, because you're putting winning on the back burner, looking for an excuse why he should look better. How do you look better than winning? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Because how many quarterbacks would win here?
What does that have to
because it matters when we're talking about how good he is.
I have no idea if another quarterback
could
handle the fan base.
Oh, now it's the fan base.
So, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my 90s icon. Are you ready?
Yeah. He bailed out.
Well, I mean,
it's cool.
Don't let him wear you down, Ziggy.
MVP in the Super Bowl. I mean,
so is Foles.
I don't care, dude. I've been watching these guys since 1960s.
Okay.
I love this team. We're great.
So do we. We all love the Eagles.
We're going to be fine.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, baby, all the way.
It's a big one. You got to it before Chuck. Got to it before Chuck.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yep.
Favorite Whitney Houston tune?
Ooh, whoa. Man, I Will Always Love You.
Okay. Jack, do you have
That's her best.
A number one Whitney song?
That was Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Original, yeah.
Yeah.
I only know that one.
Ooh.
Wow. My favorite is My Love Is Your Love.
Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah,
tune.
My
Toward
love
the end.
Is your
Good
love.
Tune, though. Yeah.
Now, I'm more of a, see, Saving All Your Love, Saving All My Love, like the 80s Whitney Houston when she first came in.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
She's as much an 80s icon as a 90s
icon. Oh, man, there's no doubt. Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of R&B singers that are strictly 90s icons.
Yeah.
But Whitney is both. Whitney's 80s and 90s.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would even, I guess she was R&B.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
She did pop a little pop R&B. And R&B.
Pop
yeah.
R&B.
Yeah, like Beyonce.
Yes, like Beyonce. Like, I'll take another. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Mariah Carey both.
Oh, yeah. Man, those two.
Yeah. I mean, nice. Mariah had a run, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So coming up next, A.J. Brown posted the books that he's read this year. And I want to see if any of us have even heard of the books, much less read them. That is coming up
next.
Hadn't
heard from AJ in a while.
Nope. He's got to stay in the in the bullseye there. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We want to talk to you about something really, really important.
Grab a seat.
Really, really important. And that is the happiness. Watch this, Ike.
Yeah.
The happiness of your lover.
There you go.
You know, it's
important.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not just about you.
No. And we know you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're.
It don't take much to satisfy you.
You're a dude, right? I know. We both know. She might need you to be a little bit.
Yeah.
Perform a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Enhance your performance.
It. And here's the thing. If you do that, then there's going to be more for you too. And then, more, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, happens more often.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew.
There you go.
That's the way to
there
do it.
There it is.
That's the way to do it. What I need you to do is just go to BlueChew.com. Because you do that, you have the consultation with one of their providers right there online, and take it from somebody who's done it. It's like 5 minutes. It's not like driving to a doctor's office, sitting in the waiting room, having some lady sitting across from me in the waiting room wondering why you're...
Looking at you.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Doesn't do it. Not with BlueChew.com. And you're not going to have to wait in the pharmacy afterwards.
Yeah.
Because there's no pharmacy.
Nope.
And it's going to be cheaper than a pharmacy because done right here in the USA. I'm just going to send you the envelope in the mail after you finish it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Discreet
package.
Discreet package.
Stiff, too.
Stiff package.
Yep.
We're really hyping up the package.
Yes. It really is just a brown envelope.
Yeah, like, listen, it's you.
It is stiff, though.
It is. Yeah. It actually is.
Yes.
You have to get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but better in every way, as we've said. Also better because it's a chewable. You don't have to swallow a pill or anything like that. As I've mentioned, keep one in your wallet. Maybe when it's time, keep one in your car on the way home. You know, it's going to be, as Ike has said, wait till you're almost home, I would say.
Yeah.
And again, it's all there at BlueChew.com. And I mentioned because it's all done here, it's cheaper, but how about this for cheap? Free. F-R-E-E, free. So just go to BlueChew.com, and I want you to remember this code, 94. Two numbers.
Pretty simple.
Use code 94. It's going to be free. All you're going to do is pay for the shipping, $4 or $5, and your first month is free, and then you will be ready to...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here it is. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz, brought to you, no, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Phillies to extend JT Realmuto before opening day? 70.7%.
No.
Say no.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could have guessed that one too.
Yeah, that is a fair position to be in.
Yes.
Lamar and Philly, you're on WIP.
How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man. Hey, Ike, it's hard to believe you sit up here with these guys, Ike, because
yeah.
You played with McNabb.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you didn't get a ring, Ike.
Nope.
You guys had good teams. You didn't get a ring. So we got to hear all day Fritz is 6 going on his rants about how the Eagles are going to win 10 games next year. I mean, you got teams, Ike, that have never sniffed the Super Bowl. The Bengals just paid $200 million. I may be off, maybe $300 million. To 2 wide receivers. They got all-world stats. And we're sitting here, all we do is say our quarterback can't get the ball out in 1.6 seconds. A month after a Super Bowl, it's mind-blowing. And then, and like I said, to me, Spike, I don't know if Fritz is trolling. He could be. But to me, the sorry baseball team is no better than the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. Got a whole bunch of players.
I know. Everyone wants to take a little shot at the Phillies to make you feel better about the Eagles. I got you.
But my thing is, what player on that team, Fritz, lifts that team up? Every year,
it's
I think the bats go cold. I think I can bat 130.
Okay.
I can bat 130.
I don't think you could.
I mean, October.
I don't think
and
you could.
I mean, how hard is it to strike out?
Okay.
You think I could do that, right? Yeah.
Sure. That's all they do in October. That's all they do is just strike out.
Well, I guess.
Yes, because they had two bad games in 2023, and then they had a bad Mets series last year. Now they're just perpetual losers.
Hey, Fritz, they're getting ready to blow it up.
I know. Phillies suck. Your Eagles won. I got you.
But the Eagles win, and you guys say you can't throw a 6-yard slant.
But No one said that.
But you see, Lamar, here's the thing. I personally don't like. I know that Ike's the Eagles guy. I'm the Sixers guy. Jack's the Phillies guy. I get it. But we're all in Philly, and we're all cheering for all these teams.
Yeah.
So, like, the frustrating thing is, if we're talking about the Eagles thing, and you go, but Bryce Harper, like, it's just not the same thing, right? And I've been as hard on Bryce as anybody, you know, throughout last season. But, like, these are different things. They're just different things. So, talking about the quarterback's performance, I'm sorry, we're always going to talk about the quarterback. 100% of the time. And if the fact is, if they were 29th in passing last year, there's plenty of reason to say they could be better next year. And there's plenty of reasons to wonder if they can, based on what they did last year. So he did. He won Super Bowl MVP 100%. He played great in the NFC Championship game, great in the Super Bowl. But if you're watching all the defensive players walk out the door and you're thinking to yourself, well, we're probably not going to have the number one defense next year, I think it's a fair question to say, well, do you think Jalen can produce more in the regular season last year than he did this year? It's just a normal question that you're getting mad at. And I don't understand, like, the aggravation that you have. Don't you want the Phillies to win?
yes, of course we want the Phillies to win, but that's not what I'm getting mad at. I just took the shot at the Phillies because Fritz was on the radio the other day at 6 saying they wouldn't win more than 10 games. But my thing is, last year before the season started, nobody on this radio said the Eagles had the number one defense going into the season. You guys, if I recall correctly, said the Eagles would have to, the offense would have to carry the day.
Yes, that's what everyone thought. But that doesn't mean, Lamar, just because you're wrong about something that everybody was wrong about, doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion the next year. So
let me ask you this, Mike. Yeah. You think the defensive coordinators are being paid in the league to analyze and basically look at what the Eagles do best and stop it?
Yes.
Okay, well, my thing is, Jalen been in the league now for 4 years. This is there's a big enough sample size on Jalen being in the league. And then you look at what he's done and what he don't do. All the Eagles did this year is play to what they gave them. They played to stop the pass initially. I think going into next year, you're going to have more teams play to stop Saquon. And when you force
Dude,
the pass,
Lamar, 3 games after the bye, it was very clear to everyone that the Eagles were going to run the ball every play. I mean, they weren't still playing to stop the pass. Like, are you crazy? That's not what was happening.
No. So my thing is, so you're saying all year long, when you're looking at the Eagles and you're looking at this offense, you're saying that at some point, when Saquon was running for 280 yards a game, nobody said, hey, let's just stop the run?
Of course they did.
No. So my thing is, when they're saying stop the run, then you're forcing Jalen to react. Every time he had to react this year, I feel like he did a decent job. He just didn't put up the numbers that you guys wanted. So, therefore, it's like, oh, he could have threw for 3,000. McNabb had good numbers. McNabb couldn't sniff a big play.
Hold up. No, but that's a lie. Donovan McNabb played in a Super Bowl and 4 NFC Championship games. And to say he didn't play well in a big
Carolina game, Lamar is
wrong. It's just wrong. He didn't play great in every big game, and he didn't play great in the Super Bowl, but he played great in big games. And those two first playoff games this year were also big games, and Jalen didn't play well in them. He played well in the next two, and that's great, and we won the Super Bowl. But it doesn't mean that like he's infallible, and it doesn't mean that Donovan didn't do anything well.
Well, yeah, because let me jump in here from a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't get to big games. You don't get to 5 conference title games. You don't get to a Super Bowl without winning big games or playing well in those games. He played well in more games than he didn't play well in.
You started the playoffs every year in that run with a bye. So you had to play at least one
How do you think we got the bye?
Yeah, because you guys play in the week NFC. I ain't care what that's doing. The NFC East is weak.
Okay.
You guys didn't get a ring, right? You didn't close the deal, right?
We did not close the deal. We did not.
So at the end of the day, 2 weeks after this guy win, it shouldn't be no talk about Hurts. 3 weeks, it shouldn't be no talk about him. They got all season to analyze why he ain't throwing the ball to the crybaby number 11 every single play. He won a championship. After a win, this guy cried every single play after a win. I don't understand it.
You're talking about AJ. You're talking about AJ.
A win is a win, yes. And then AJ gets it backed up by the radio. I mean, this is why you got so many athletes now with podcasts. Everybody get on the radio and talk crazy. Everybody do it. Slaves.
Listen, Lamar, I hear you. What it sounds like, you're frustrated that Jalen isn't being celebrated enough. He's being questioned as to whether or not he has the ability to do something. So you're offended by that. I get that. I understand that he just won the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl MVP. But here's the thing you got to understand, Lamar. We're talking about what the team is going to look like and what's going to need to be done moving forward, right? This isn't about celebrating or rehashing what happened last year. It's about what they're going to need to do moving forward. And if you're losing the players that you're losing on the defensive side of the ball, it's only – like it's obvious that the offense is going to have to shoulder more of the load this year, right? Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with it.
So,
I totally agree with it.
The offense starts.
You still got to defend them.
Sure. And it's fair. It's fair for you to say, well, if the offense has to shoulder the load this year, then we're equipped to handle it. I mean, that's pretty much what I've said. Like, I don't get offended that somebody may question whether or not the offense is going to be good enough next year or the passing game is going to be good enough next year. I just feel confident that it will be.
Well, I think it will be too late, and I think at the end of the day, we got the guy. We got the horses to win. All this guy has done is win. I'm trusting Vangio. I'm trusting that the Eagles aren't going to Vangio and saying to him, we're letting go this defensive guy, and Vangio's saying no. Vangio's saying no, the guy can go. My scheme is better. We'll replace him with somebody else.
Okay. I'm going to throw one last thing in there because I felt like Donovan took two to the gut that he didn't need to take.
Yeah.
He didn't have the talent around him that Jalen has had around him throughout his career.
That's what I try to tell Donovan.
I agree. I totally agree with that. But my thing is, like, in the NFC Championship games, I got nightmares of the Carolina game.
Yes. Let's not rehash. I'm with you.
If Jalen was doing that, I'd be telling Jalen he got to go. I mean, if I'm watching Rondae Barber still run down the
court,
I'm telling Jalen he got to go.
Yes, okay.
He hasn't done that in none of these games.
You're right.
So I feel like
you're right.
Can relax.
No, you're right.
He hasn't done that in the playoffs.
Yep.
The worst playoff game was, I felt like, last year in Tampa, but I felt like they quit.
Or it's two Tampa games.
Yeah,
both Tampa games are terrible. Yeah.
They didn't happen.
Yeah, well,
they weren't big games.
I mean, one was his first, first year.
Well, he's horrible in the Packers game this
weren't
year.
Weren't big too. Games, yeah. Give us a 90s icon, Lamar.
I'm going to go with, it's probably towards the end of the 90s, but I'm going to probably go with Allen Iverson.
Ah.
He got drafted in 98.
He got drafted in 96.
I thought it was when I wasn't right when I graduated college. Wasn't 98?
96.
No, 96. All right. Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Thank you for the call, Lamar.
Yeah. He's more of an icon in the 2000s.
I would say so.
Yeah.
He is a little bit of a 90s.
Yeah, he was in the 90s. Yeah.
I mean, college in the
90s. Started in the 90s.
Was an icon in college.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely. Iconic place. You will be an icon with your.
Well, I gotta catch strays.
I know.
This is gonna start happening more and more though.
That guy was a little out of pocket.
Yeah, he's out of pocket with five there, man.
Because then he went right after you. He's like, you didn't win one, did you?
Whoa. I gave one throwaway 10-win prediction. It wasn't a rant. It wasn't they're going to suck next year. I think they're a 10-11 win team.
He did say, you ain't winning nothing, did you? Yeah. You're right. I didn't win anything. Yeah.
At any level. Sorry. That's my new favorite thing to say. All right. Yo, you're going to be a winner if you go Gaeta and replace those old windows and doors, those old drafty windows and doors. Winner. You're going to win. You're going to be a winner because they're going to hook you up with the interest and no money down, interest-free financing. They're going to hook you up with a discount on the windows and doors. You're going to be a winner because your energy bills are going to go down. You're going to be a winner because the value of your home is going to go up with new windows and doors. I said interest-free financing. So depending on the size of your project, you can get zero down and 0% interest for up to 36 months or as many as 72 months. 72 months, if you're not good at math, that is 6 years of low monthly payments with your energy bills down because you were smart and you go to... I was going to say go Gaeta. What is the... You went Gaeta? You went Gaeta. Go Gaeta. And I said you're going to get a discount 20% off every single one of their products. So every energy efficient window and door. There are some restrictions and there's a minimum purchase and financing subject to credit approval. So here's what I want you to do. Call 877-GO-GAEDA. This is for a limited time only. They can give you all the details when you call them and you can even schedule a free in-home estimate or go to GoGaeta.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. So AJ Brown posted on Instagram the books that he has read this year. Now, this is a lot of books. He's read 18 books in a year. I do not know if I have read 18 full books in my entire life.
Not possible.
He's getting to that Cat Williams level.
Yes.
Cat Williams said he read 3,000 books.
Oh, really? 3,000 books?
Too many books.
What?
I think he told Shannon Sharp that.
That's a lot. 3,000 books?
Or 1,000 books?
That's 3,000 books is a book a day for 10 years. Come on. All right. Here are some of the books. You tell me if you would read this book or if you've heard of this book. You Can Get What You Want If You Find It Within Yourself by Robert A. Russell. No? Nothing?
No.
Working with the Law by Raymond Hollowell.
Working with the Law?
Yes.
Like police?
Habits of the Household, Justin Whitmill Early. Now, hopefully one of those habits is no TV in the bedroom.
Habits of the Household?
Yeah.
Would you start with the no TV in the bedroom?
Well,
these are strange books.
The Complete Works of Florence Shin by Florence Shin. How about this one?
Who the hell's Florence Shin?
Well, if you would like to read her entire works, you could get the Complete Works of Florence Shin. Sounds like it's probably a poet. That would be my guess. The Tongue, A Creative Force.
Oh, God.
By Charles
boy.
Capps.
It's called A Big Dose of D.
That's right.
Are these self-help books or what is it?
Well,
what does the tongue have to do with that?
Well, if you can't afford Blue Chew.
Yep.
Wow.
Living as a Christian by A.W. Tozer.
One of my favorites.
Cut my mic off.
Yeah. How about this? The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson.
I've heard that's a good book. I've heard that's a good book.
The Courage to Be Disliked, which I should probably read, by Ichiro Kishimi and Fumitaki Koga.
Wow. Ichiro wrote a book?
Yep. Law of Attraction by Michael Lozier. What It Takes to Be Free. I'm trying to think. When Breath Becomes Air.
Now, what does that mean?
Power. The Power of Now, rather. No, it just looks like it's called Power. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers, PhD.
Feel the Fear.
The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
That one we've heard of. We've heard of that one, yes. Yeah.
Two Tony Dungy books.
There you go.
Quiet Strength and Uncommon.
Okay.
And Focus on What Matters by Darius Farooq.
Okay.
You didn't mention The Rise by Mike Sielski?
Oh, The Rise by Mike Sielski as well.
Congratulations, Mike. Book. That's a big moment for the book.
Yes. Do we think AJ read all these books? This is a lot of books. 18 books in a year. It's a book and a half a month.
It's not like, because Inner Excellence seems like that's the only one he read on the sidelines.
On the sideline, at least. Now, I am not insulting him because I probably read one book a year while I'm on vacation the first 2 days. Now, I fall asleep when I read books during the, like, when I'm not on vacation.
Yeah.
18 is a lot of books.
Reading books.
Yeah. It's just a lot of books.
18 is a lot of books.
Yeah.
And considering how long he was reading Inner Excellence.
He's highlighted. Do you think he highlights these books?
Well, here's the thing. Was Inner Excellence only read during the game?
Well, he didn't have a highlighter on the sidelines, and the book's highlighted. So he
must
read it.
So he must have read it some other time.
Yeah.
Right? How thick are these books?
Art of War is like 800 pages.
No way I would have read that book.
Are you kidding me?
There's no way he's read that book, not the entire book.
I used to see my mom would read like Stephen King books. It is like 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
I look at, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
1,000 pages? My wife just, I think she just does it to not have to talk to me, but she just reads and reads and reads.
What are you doing on the
Kindle.
Yeah, the Kindles now, the iPads or what have you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of books.
I think it's too many books.
So maybe he's just reading certain chapters of the books.
Maybe. Or maybe just, I have.
They sound like self-help books.
I have a whole bookcase of books. I didn't read 80% of them.
So do I. Yeah. I didn't read 100% of them. Man, it just looks good.
Why you have a bookcase?
Looks great in the office. Yep.
Yeah, it looks good in the office. Yeah.
Kevin in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Kev?
What's up, Kev?
All right. I feel kind of bad because what I wanted to talk about, I heard y'all already talked about, and that was the 76ers.
Ah, well, go ahead anyway.
Okay, I was just saying, what do y'all think is the problem with the Sixers? Me, myself, I think it's a combination. One would be like the president and the general manager. I'm not too sure about getting rid of the coach yet, but it seems like we don't have no, like, identity.
Well, like that's because we don't have players.
The players do have an identity. It's not a good identity.
It's injured. Yeah. That is our identity.
Yeah. I mean, a positive identity.
It's the Embiid can't play.
Yeah.
I mean, it just settles. Unfortunately, it all comes back to that. And by the way, I still think their best chance before this year was seeing if Embiid could do it. I don't think they had a win. I don't think they had a route to get to a title without that. They made a bet. It was a bad bet. Not every bet year you make, even if you think it's the right bet, you don't win every bet, and they certainly didn't win this one. And hopefully we win the lottery or something, because with the way Embiid's health looks, I think we might be in bad shape for a long time.
Would y'all try to get rid of Embiid?
I don't know how. Nobody's going to want him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got 4 years left on his contract and, you know, $240 million. Like, you know, I think there's not really a path, man. There's not really a path at this point.
Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think? I think they made a mistake in the draft by passing up Dalton Kennett. There's no way I would have took McCain over Dalton.
Well, McCain was one of the bright spots.
Yeah, I would take McCain over Kennett.
I like Dalton Kennett. I didn't know much about McCain coming out, though.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wanted, like, McCain is legit, man. Dalton Kennett is a nice little, like, extra player or whatever, but McCain looks like he can run an offense. I mean, McCain,
I do want to see more of him. Yeah. I was certainly intrigued by what I saw.
I mean, he was an outstanding passer, really good shooter, moves the ball well. Like, I think they made the right pick, Kevin.
Listen, he played well enough. We ain't think about all the other stuff.
Yes.
TikTok dances and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I like him as a player, but I don't think I like him on this team. Him and Maxie both at guard.
I agree with you. Two small guards. But
Doc Connect could play a small forward, and he can help space the floor.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he can get his own shot, too.
Yeah, but he's like almost 30.
No, he's not.
Who, Doc Connect at all?
He's like 23 or 24. Yes. Yeah.
In draft years, he's 30.
Yeah. Kevin, why don't you give us a 90s icon?
Tupac Shakur.
There it is.
There you
finally.
Go, my boy.
Finally. If I could manned up and given Tupac.
I wanted to.
I don't know.
I feel like I picked Tupac for everything in the 90s.
That's a good, but you do.
That was my 90s, man.
Yeah.
Love Pac. I was bumping it this weekend.
What are you laughing at?
Nice.
Nothing.
Okay. Did I miss something?
It's all right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And yeah, there's no future in McCain and Maxey on the same team. But next year, you see what happens and let them play, and it'll be fun to watch. You know, those two guys with whoever else is on the team, it'll be fun to watch, figure it out. I think, McCain is a more natural point guard than Maxey is, and Maxey's always been better when he's been off the ball. So, you know, but I think that
it's funny, I actually like McCain scoring more than I did anything.
Yes, but he's been what's really good about him.
I didn't realize he was a point guard.
He moves off the ball so well once he passes it. It is the Steph. There are moments where he moves around like Steph Curry does. Next year, here's the good part about the Sixers. Even if Embiid doesn't play, assuming Maxey's healthy all year, McCain's healthy, like they're going to have a team that is fun to watch in some games. It's not going to be a disaster like it was this year, assuming that we know that Embiid's not going to play. So, Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five at five? I feel like we need
something. Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, really?
People at WIP that I need to know are going to be okay.
Oh,
some big revelations from over the weekend.
That you don't think people are going to be okay.
Well, I didn't know if they're going to be okay.
I know I'm going to be on the list.
Oh, yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Ike is not on the list.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ike's fine.
Surprisingly.
I know. I don't need you for content today. Yeah. You shot at 94, so I think your golf game is going to be fine. Just kidding. Talk to me in 3 weeks.
All right. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.